sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins team and broker of Movers Real Estate, license number 47388. And today you have the pleasure of listening to me interview Mark Carr. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky.
Mark is my director of operations. He is a licensed realtor. Well, everybody in my shop is pretty much a licensed realtor, right?
Yeah, it's not a license of distinction in our office.
Yes,
everyone has it.
Everybody's got it. So, and that's important because if you don't, what happens if you don't have a license, Mark?
There are things you cannot do. There's services you cannot provide to certain people, and also your knowledge base is just not as high as it should be in order to do what we do.
Well, the knowledge base is when people go, you don't really learn anything in real estate school that you use in the field. And that's really not true. You learn quite a lot in real estate school. I have long-term memory. I guess. What do you call that when you can remember a long time ago?
Yeah, long-term memory.
Yeah, there you go.
But short-term.
Short term, I do pretty well with memory, actually. But I can remember things I learned in real estate school.
Well, that's one of the things that amazes me about you, Becky, is that anytime we bring up things as a team of, especially within contracts, your ability to remember certain, like it's paragraph 3, section A, and this is what's there within the contract. And that was something that was learned in real estate school.
But, well, our contract has changed a lot since I went to real estate school. When I went to real estate school, it was one page.
Really?
One page. And it was, there was a check mark at the top. There was 3 blocks to check. Maybe there were 4. But it was FHA, VA, conventional. For the type of loan, you just put a check mark in the box. And that was it.
Wow.
Or cash, I guess. I didn't have any cash buyers for a while. So, but now cash is king, man. Cash is, we have a lot of cash.
We do. And it's always makes things, some things more simple, some fees more simple.
But somehow people think the seller gets a lot more money if they offer cash.
Yeah.
Well, there's not the financing contingencies, but the seller doesn't get
seller
any
doesn't
more
matter.
Money.
No.
They get the same amount of money.
Right.
So, well, today we're kind of talking about contract, but we can't talk about the whole contract. Our contract is 6 pages long. We always say 7 pages because there is a disclosure that starts the contract, acknowledgement and confirmation of disclosure. But our contract itself is 6 pages long, and we're going to talk about paragraph 7, the infamous investigations, inspections, and reviews. Now, most people call this inspections.
Right.
But you can review some things. What would be something you could review?
Oh, you can review of, does my furniture fit within this room? Does my, is the backyard kind of how you remember it? Because when you start going looking at houses, you can get overwhelmed with all the different things you're seeing, and then you get into a situation where you know you have to move quickly. And so you get under contract, it's the house you want, and sometimes you need to go back and review of going, am I purchasing what I thought I was going to purchase? Am I remembering correctly?
You get all excited about that brand new kitchen.
Right.
The windows in the living room, the enormous closet in the master, and then you buy it.
Right.
And then you realize, oh, my pickup won't fit in the garage. My little dachshund can fit right through that fence. It's rotten.
Right.
I have to replace the fence.
Yeah.
So there's what we call, and it's not termed this, by the way, in the contract, but the term that is used is inspection period.
Right.
Okay. The default, if you leave that little line blank, for inspections on a home is 10 days. That's usually ample time to inspect a property. But we're going to talk the other things, by the way, that you can investigate are, is there a sex offender nearby? Is there, what's the flood map look like? Is this prone to flooding? Is this really in the elementary school I meant to purchase in? Has the city sewer backed up in this area? Are the fence lines really the fence lines, or that vacant spot behind the fence, does that belong to you?
Well, and one of the other big ones is, what are the HOA rules? Oh. Does my life, like the lifestyle that I want, does it fit in within this HOA? That's one of the big ones.
Homeowners associations are a big deal, by the way. If you are a realtor or if you know a realtor, there is a unique and awesome experience that you can have on August 1st. August 1st, we're having an HOA class. It's a three-hour, well, it's pending, but right. We expect it will be a three-hour CE. For builders, it has already been approved as a three-hour continuing education class. And we will have two attorneys there. It'll be a panel presentation and discussion, question and answer. Comes with lunch. And it is at the Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association on August 1st. So be sure and kind of put that on your calendar. Call me if you need, you know, if you want additional information about that. But that's a really good educational thing. And up to this point, I don't think we've really had HOA education. The Real Estate Commission was kind of excited about that.
Well, they should be. I mean, how much of our transactions have a homeowners association involved in it?
Right.
Where, you know, you want to move a fence and you have to go through all the rules to move, or you want to build an outbuilding. And how many people have purchased a house and then have regrets because they did not know what the rules and regulations of that homeowners association makes a big difference in our lives.
Well, we had somebody this week, a buyer, we presented, Melissa in our office presented the HOA bylaws and the CCRs, mm-hmm. two different things.
Right.
Restrictive covenants and HOA bylaws. Okay. Presented those to her buyer who loved this house, wanted the house. But the way the buyer read these bylaws, it appeared that there could be no cars parked in the driveway, only in the garages. And that's not what it said at all, really. Mm. It said nothing can be parked in front of the front of the front line of the house, except for passenger automobiles. So that except for passenger automobiles, like they don't want delivery trucks, or they don't want you bringing home your big work truck with all the banners on the side or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's a big part of that. And when you talked about the restrictions and the restrictions and then the homeowners association, you know, that's one of those things. If you're a real estate agent, make sure that you know, if you're looking for home ownership, make sure to keep that in mind, that you need to know both of those things. And that inspection period and that review time is one of those time periods that you have a little safety net. You have a time to investigate what you can and can't do. Can you park your RV there? That's a big question we have.
Can you park your boat there?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that you can investigate, a lot of things you can review, and then there's the home inspections. We're going to talk about those in detail, so stay tuned. This is an important discussion when we return right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate, and we're here with Mark Carr, who is my realtor. Your realtor?
Yes.
And you can be a real estate licensee and not be a realtor. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
They are not interchangeable. What's the difference? Code of ethics.
Right.
Realtors are held to a higher level, a higher standard than just a licensee.
Right. And that's what we go through that when we're starting to work with a new individual. We talk about making a two-way contract with each other, saying, as your realtor, here's the ethics that I have to abide by. I can't lie to you. I can't deceive you. If I know something about a property, I'm not going to hold that information back, and I'm going to hold information confidential. That's a big part of what you tell me is going to be held confidential so that it doesn't harm you within this process. Like, we have to move in 2 weeks. We have to find something in 2 weeks. Well, that means we're going to be doing our due diligence and knowing this is our time frame, but then that information is held confidential. And we get asked all the time, now what's happening with the seller? What's happening with the buyer? Are they moving out of state? Why are they selling?
It's a human curiosity.
It is.
And it's pretty natural.
Sure.
But what I tell my clients is the less the other party, whether it's a buyer or seller, no matter what position you're in, the less they know about you personally, the better bargaining position you're in.
Yeah.
They don't know your motivations. So negotiations are an interesting thing. Anything you tell them personally about yourself, I'm being transferred, my husband died, the kids have to get in that school before school systems, before the time starts for school. Anything you tell the other party makes your negotiation weaker.
Right. That's one of the things I love about this business. Is really in a people business. It's really more about people than these homes, these buildings, these brick, these mortar. Because you have that side of it that we talk about and we are going to talk about with inspections. We look over, is there a crack in that foundation or that wall or that, where people are concerned about that, those things, and we examine all those. But the biggest thing we do is the human element.
Right. And I'm going to add to that. We walk beside your inspector to examine all those. It's not
right.
Our job to examine things. It is our job to help find you the resources for the professionals. What things do you inspect during your investigation, inspection, and review time? Well, you first thing you inspect is the disclosure statement.
Right.
Or the disclaimer statement. But you need to look at that, read it carefully, right? Then how about flood, storm runoff, sewer backup, water history on the property? Ask your insurance agent, has there ever been any water claims on this property? Because water claims do cause your insurance rates to go up, but they also will be kind of a warning flag for you. If there's going to be water in that property, right?
Right.
Okay. Insurance. Is it insurable? I mean, we live, where do we live, Mark?
In Oklahoma and Tornado Alley.
Yes. And I mean, the wind does come sweeping down the plain and it lifts the shingles.
Yeah.
And it causes damage to properties. And the hail causes damage. And sometimes we'll have a wildfire, and it'll be near the home but not at the home, and it'll still melt the shingles. So you've got to be sure your property's insurable. That's one of the things you investigate ahead of time. First thing we do.
Right.
We say.
And that's a big part of what we have really seen, especially lately, is we have Robbins Roofing come out and check the roof. And you don't know a roof until you're on it. And I know we've had this conversation a couple different times during this season, but we're seeing how many roofs are being replaced because of all the hail we had in March.
Right.
And we're checking roofs even more closely during this time.
And these are the things you need to do during your inspection period. Environmental risk. Now, those are things, they can be things like mold, asbestos, lead-based paint. There's a variety of environmental risk to the property, but that's part of your inspection period.
Right.
If usually your home inspector will kind of raise a red flag if you need an additional environmental inspection. And then we talked about the roof, but how about the roof decking that you can't see? Maybe it's rotten and a guy goes up there to fix something and falls through the decking. I mean, you've got to have a good inspector. And it's not just the shingles they check on a roof. You know those boots that go over all the vents?
Right.
If you have a drain in your house, it's got a corresponding vent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're hooked together, and one vent can service a few close-by drains. But it penetrates the roof, and that boot is usually kind of a – looks like rubber. I'm sure it's probably not just rubber, but right. – It disintegrates in the sun.
Right. And all those things need to be checked, and you can't do it from the ground. You just can't look up there. And that during that inspection time, you got to make sure that someone is walking that roof. And depending on the pitch of the roof, determines kind of how easily that's done. But a good inspector really gets that done, and you need to look closely at that.
Structural inspection. Your home inspector typically will do a referral if there's a structure issue. And so pay attention to that. You can have a structural inspection. Of course, most of the time you have a home inspection, which is just a full home inspection,
right.
The mechanicals in the home and the structure. And the interior and exterior finishes of the home are included in that. Fixtures, equipment, and systems inspections. Well, that's usually part of the home inspection. They check the heating and air conditioning, swimming pool, sprinkler system, security systems. I mean, there's a lot that can be checked. And then the termite inspection.
Boy, that's a big one around here. And one of the things to keep in mind with our Oklahoma termites is that our Oklahoma termites don't come flying through the air. Like in other parts of the country, the termites, they have little wings that they fly through and they move house to house to that. But Oklahoma termites come up from the ground, that they come ground up.
Well, and termites do come ground up. They're a subterranean insect that eats wood.
Yeah.
And to get up from the ground, they create a little mud tunnel because they have to be moist.
Yep.
So they crawl up through this mud tunnel and they eat. You need someone who knows how to find those even inside a wall.
Yeah.
And so get a good termite inspection. There are other wood-destroying insects, by the way. I mean, there's carpenter ants. There's roly-polies. There are a lot of things that can destroy wood that are insects. There's wood rot that can destroy wood.
As a kid, when I discovered roly-polies were, not a good thing, my heart hurt.
Oh.
I love those little roly-polies.
I was leaning on the side of a house one time, Mark, down in South Oklahoma City, and I leaned up against this house, and Bill Graves with Any Hour Termite was doing a termite inspection.
Uh-huh.
And as I leaned on the corner of this house, the corner of the house fell off.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was going, oh, Bill, looks like we may have termites here. And he glanced over there and he goes, well, what you got there is a roly-poly problem. And the roly-polies I don't think they eat the wood, but they do tunnel through it. And they create a sizable tunnel.
Yeah.
So if you see roly-polies in your house, this is not a good thing. This is not something for your kids to play with. So do inspect.
Right, right.
So, right. And the use of the property. This is something that a lot of people do not think about. The building restrictions, the easements on the property. We sold a property to somebody in Choctaw one time, and it was clear on the mortgage inspection report, the little survey drawing, that there was a water easement, a drainage easement, DE is designated, across the middle of this acreage. And I don't think that registered at closing. So he was not real happy that he bought something. He was planning on putting a big outbuilding there. Well, as it turns out, he just had to move the outbuilding a little bit.
Oh, so it worked out.
Uh-huh.
Good.
So, and so there are other things. You can check out your square footage of the property also. And anything else you write in. There's even a blank to write in additional things. And additional things might be a fence. Maybe you've got a barn that comes with stables in it. And maybe you want to be sure those are secure.
Right.
There's a lot of things that you can check.
Yeah.
So that's what you check during the inspection time. But we're going to go into detail about what is that inspection period. What does it mean? What are your rights? Right after this, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins. We are talking today about inspections and inspection periods. And I have in studio with me Mark Carr, who is a realtor on my team and our director of operations. We are selling a lot of houses. Oh, my goodness.
Things are moving. It's fun.
I know. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, great time to be in Oklahoma Real Estate.
Yeah. Well, it is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to handle your insurance claim, do a small repair, or help you select a pretty shingle that's still extremely functional on your roof. Some of us are into pretty. I like pretty.
I'm into pretty, too.
Are you?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, some people are only into function, and you can get a pretty shingle that is also functional. Then you can also get a functional shingle that's not so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So, trust Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. That's 728-3700. Our word of the day today is inspections. There's different types of inspections. I mean, you Google it and you get building inspections, safety inspections, construction inspections, administrative inspections. What we're really talking about is home inspections. So a home inspection is a limited, non-invasive examination of the condition of a home. It's often in conjunction with the sale of a home. And they're usually conducted by a licensed home inspector that has the training and certification and license to perform these inspections. So non-invasive. What would that mean, Mark?
That would mean that you are not going to bore through the wall to look what's inside. You're not going to open up things in that manner, chip off a concrete part to check it, that kind of thing. You need to visually inspect everything that happens, make sure everything's running the way that they have said it's supposed to run. They said the air conditioning is functional, that all the windows work, that there's no – then you want to check all those things so that you know what you're buying is what you're supposed to be buying. And so we go through all those systems using a licensed home inspector who has some great resources to do it. Like one of the things that I'm just amazed at is often an inspector will have a camera who will actually look through the wall, show where the studs are so that it has a little bit of an X-ray it's not an X-ray, but it's a kind of a that you can look into the wall, or that you can check the temperature of the air. So just not that it feels right, but that you have an actual temperature that cooling system or that heating system is putting out, so that you know what you're buying is what you're buying.
They have like this little temperature radar gun or something. It's mm-hmm. kind of a laser beam
yeah.
that tests the temperature of the water coming from the hot water tank. Mm-hmm. is that because if it's set on 140 and you're getting 108 degrees out of it, something's wrong with the hot water tank, right?
Right.
So home inspectors check a lot of systems, and they will make a lot of determination as to whether or not you're going to move forward with the purchase of your home, which is what we're talking about. Is moving forward with the purchase of a home. The way our standard contract form from Oklahoma Real Estate Commission reads is that you will have a certain amount of time to inspect, do your investigations, inspections, and reviews.
Right. And the normal part of that is 10 days. Every now and then we'll put in more time than that if there's kind of an indication we need to inspect more things than normal. But here's where you have to know the contract or have a licensed realtor who knows the contract, who can guide you through that, because you can get overwhelmed. I mean, there's a lot of things that you're juggling when you are buying a home.
Do you know, that's one of our standard counteroffer paragraphs is paragraph 5, the time reference date. That's the date that everything else in the contract, if it says you've got 7 days for this, 30 days for that, 10 days for this, another 10 days for this. There are several places in the contract that have default dates.
Right.
Number of days. But when do you start that? Well, our time reference date is the starting point. And our contract reads that default is not the day of the contract, but your time reference date starts after 3 days.
Right.
Not counting the day it's written.
Yeah.
It, very confusing. And some people want to put business days in there. There have been so many times we have countered back because someone writes 10 business days. Well, what is a business day? That's hard to define nowadays because banks are counting Saturday as a business day now. So do you count Saturday? Which holidays do count? Is Valentine's Day a business day? Is 4th of July a business day? How about the day after Thanksgiving? It's important that you put calendar days in a contract. It's easy to count. It's a definitive. It's not a guesstimate.
Right. And to answer your question, Valentine's is not a holiday that counts. And July 4th is, kind of. And the day after Thanksgiving definitely is a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, okay. I would beg to differ with both of those statements. But calendar days answers the question there,
right.
Then, doesn't it?
Right.
Okay.
We just go
Valentine's
through my calendar.
Valentine's Day is not a holiday. No wonder you're not married, Mark.
truth in advertising here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just say you have 10 days to do your inspections and your time reference date. I like to put a date certain on there. Like I put like July 22nd. If I were writing a contract today, I'm likely to put July 22nd as my time reference date. So from July 22nd, you would have 10 days to do your inspections. Well, that's pretty easy to figure out, right?
Right.
And during that period of time, up until July 30th, let's just say we're making up that date, then you've got to do certain things. That's your time you've got to investigate. Then you've got 24 hours to hand over the inspection report to the seller.
Right.
Or seller's agent. And then you've got so many days to, you give a list of what you want checked. What's that list called?
We come up with a TRRs, which real estate we throw around and people do, what is that?
A lot of people that have been around for a few years don't know what a TRR is, but that's only a recent term. And it's called the Notice for Treatments, Repairs, and Replacements. It's the list of items a buyer wants done in order to purchase the home.
Right.
Usually, by contract, you have 7 days to negotiate that list between the buyer and the seller. And if it doesn't get negotiated, then the contract is deemed null and void, and it's released by both parties. The buyer gets their earnest money back.
Right.
Now, for what reason can someone get out of a contract during the inspection period, Mark?
During the inspection period, the buyer can deem just about anything within the inspection period.
Do you know, I love the CarMax commercial because it kind of reminds me of our inspection period. Have you seen the guy where the gentleman comes up and he's got Reggie the turtle and he goes, he's looking at a yellow Volkswagen Bug and he goes, well, what if Reggie doesn't like yellow? What if he's allergic to yellow or what, however yeah. that commercial goes? What if my gloves don't fit in the glove box? And the salesman says, well, we would hope that you would check that out ahead of time, that your gloves wouldn't fit in the glove box. But for any reason, and they go through all these things as to why you can get out of a contract. During the inspection period, that's all you got to have is you don't want to proceed because yeah. the paragraph in the contract says, this is, by the way, for the realtors listening out there, or if you're in a contract, this is, it's paragraph 7C2A. And it says, if in the sole opinion of the buyer, results of investigations, inspections, and reviews are unsatisfactory, the buyer may cancel the contract by delivering written notice of cancellation to the seller in care of the seller's broker, if applicable, and receive refund of earnest money. So basically, if in the sole opinion of the buyer,
that's the key word, in
sole
that.
Opinion of the buyer, yeah. results of inspections, investigations, and reviews are unsatisfactory, the buyer may cancel the contract and receive the earnest money. So that's a lot to think about. And we're going to talk even more about it and have our smoking hot deals right after this break. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins and Mark Carr from Movers Real Estate Company. And if you want to call us, I encourage you to call and we'll help you go over anything and help you understand your contract that you're purchasing or that you're selling. The stuff I've just gone over about the inspection times, I go over when I list a property, I read that paragraph to the seller. The seller needs to know the buyer can opt out anytime during that inspection period. And it typically is between 2 and 3 weeks is your inspection period. It's specific to contract.
Right.
So, but call us at 722-3232. Be glad to answer your questions, walk you right through it. Would love to be able to sell you a house or be able to sell your house for you. We've been talking about inspection periods in our contract officially. There's no such thing as an inspection period. Everybody's just started calling it that. If you need help understanding the inspection period, then you need to call a good realtor that actually knows their contract.
Right.
Do you know we have a Facebook group for Oklahoma City real estate professionals?
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday the question was asked, what's the best reading for a real estate agent? And I loved it. What a realtor that's on there quite a bit making comments says, the contract. Read your contract.
Read the contract.
Read your contract before you sign it.
Yes.
Have your realtor go over it paragraph by paragraph. It's a standard contract. It's not tricky, but you need to understand it.
Absolutely.
Before you sign it. Mark, thank you for coming with me today.
And, thank you, Becky.
Being on here next week, we are going to have Ken McBride from Chicago Title, and we are going to be talking about people stealing $400,000 of your money and how not to let that happen. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.